కేచన అస్తాలోకే
the
oppressed. And so there was darkness all around. So the truth from this point would be there's only one sun. Otherwise, if there were many suns, darkness wouldn't be all over the universe. But all of the universal directors came, all the demigods came, so what's going on? Everything's becoming dark again. That was due to the Jai Vijay, who had been born as demons. But this is, they hadn't even done anything yet. They hadn't even started their nefarious activities. So in fact, they were quite innocent. They didn't, because they weren't there by karma. It wasn't, they weren't actual demons. They were like kundalakshas. Very powerful. But now they're assuming the identity of demons. Just by their influence, everything became very disturbed. The whole universal situation became disturbed. The Prabhupada said there'll never be demons like this anymore. Except for this category. Rani Kashyapu, Rani Hiranyaka. Now that all these don't need such big demons now. Kaliyugas, everyone is demoniac. And it's the age of quarrel and hypocrisy and the age of disagreement, and everyone becomes partha. So therefore we say that there's so many suns in every universe, can't understand without tiny brains and little tubes with some glands in it how the situation is. By our speculation. This way everyone becomes confused. So this is the demoniac mentality in Kali Yuga that is spread throughout everyone. So you don't need the demons anymore. It's just those perpetrates itself over the different generations in Kali Yuga. Everyone becomes more and more degraded. So they become animalistic again. Status of human beings. So therefore there's no need of a creation anymore. This creation is only really for human beings. The purpose of creation is to rectify the consciousness of the living entity, the jiva, the rebellious, the mysteries of independence in the spiritual world, so they get an opportunity to come here and rectify that. To try out their idea of independence and see that it doesn't work. And come to their senses and say, God help me, please get me out of here, I made a mistake. So the animals, they can't do, only the human beings can do that. So if human beings degrade to the level of animals, or less, as we read, and we don't talk down to them, that they degrade the activities of the humans as about as worse than animals, so then there's no need of a human race anymore, there's no need of creation anymore. The karma is that the evolution is that people gradually take birds and even aquatics, insects, animals, and birds, and beasts, and then come to the human form of life. But what's the use of being born at the end of Kali Yuga? I mean, there's no, the purpose of human life is to understand to understand one's identity, to understand who one actually is. That he is eternal servant of Krishna. But that's not possible in this age, in the end of this age of Kali Yuga. Of course, the truth will always be held and maintained by some, but it will be such a few people. But then there's no need for any to perpetuate the creation anymore. So then Krishna comes as Kalki. All the demoniac people, which is everyone, more or less, and kills them all, and the few devotees, the righteous souls that are remaining, then they again begin and start the population again, and immediately Satyayuga starts after that. So it's just the demoniac mentality that decides what beauty it is. But what I mentioned is if you're a good king, consciousness of the living entities, specifically human beings, even above the regular system which is set by Krishna, it can be changed. Because everyone becomes pious, and that's what they're supposed to be doing, and there's no need for this Kali Yuga or these bad effects. As the ages degrade, it gets worse and worse, but there's no need, because no one has a lesson to learn. So there's no need of punishment or rectification. Everyone's life is secure. Something can change. So it's really under the king. But I probably wanted to establish a dominical class of people here to lead the so-called leaders, which are misleading to some. That we spoke very, probably very heavy with the leaders of society. Actually misleading the politicians and scientists, teachers, to their faces with all of them. Maybe Prabhupada's expert enough to be able to do that, to call them a donkey or an ass, how they would take it lightly, they would always have a laugh about it. He said, I can do that, I'm not a man, I'm no threat to them. But that was, you see, Prabhupada has an opportunity here to criticize him. That's just the influence of the demoniac people. Of course, they're very powerful persons. You know, but before they even come, before they even started their demoniac activities, already their influence was felt. So that's why we perform pious activities that will lessen the more organism. Certain activities they purify the whole atmosphere, like they have the Adivasha. For the appearance of the Lord, we have an Adivasha ceremony to purify the atmosphere, purify people's consciousness, getting into the mood that tomorrow is a very special day. It's a day of the Lord appears, it's a day of remembering the Lord, serving the Lord, stuff like that. It clears the atmosphere for the actual appearance of the Lord. And all these preliminary rituals, that's what they're also actually for. When you wake up in the morning, you chant Hare Krishna. First thing you do. It's night time, it's a night to break. Previous chapter, night time, Lord Shiva comes over at sunset with all his followers. He's very merciful, so he's very merciful to all those unusual living entities who don't find shelter anywhere else. Nobody wants to give him, no one's been near him. But Lord Shiva is very merciful. He gives him shelter, he engages in time a lot, and they follow him, worship him, gradually get purified. But as he comes over, the sun goes down, and then he's looking for places to come and play. So nighttime is not the time for human beings. You know, when Nanda Maharaj took his bath, he got up early, you know, the times. He had clocks in. And he thought it was Brahma Mahurta, but it wasn't, and he got arrested. He said, this is not your time. This is our time. Who was it, arrested him? Yakshas. Not your time, it's time for the captured Rakshasas and people like that. This is their specific time. They're out of your area, so it's not surprising. So that's why you chant Hare Krishna from the wake up in the morning, purify the atmosphere. Right? Then you get up and you purify your room, your environment. Take a bath, purify your body, put on the first floor, people on the chant mantras. Come and see the beauty, purify yourself, take the limits of God, that's your body, your glory, when you're dancing, take my arm, shine up, give us some love of time. These are all to insulate us. We're gathering knowledge, like this hearing process, and also the other process, actually purifying us, insulating ourselves and purifying ourselves. Because now we are directly associating. Indirectly with the Lord to these main things, Einstein's qualities, attributes, etc. That is our process, the same contact with the old species, law of immovability. That would be a benefit for us. And eventually, so second nature to serve Krishna, to think of Krishna, to do what he wants. Suddenly you find you're a devotee without even you actually got the attraction to Krishna's time, attraction to service time, and the attraction to myself automatically comes. Over a period of time, you simply have to follow the saying and stay under that process, stay connected with Krishna and his pastime associates, etc. So therefore the Lord appears and performs his wonderful pastime simply to give us some subject matter to talk about. There is appearance of Sita Devi. Usually it's not the consort of the Lord that is one of the centerpieces for the leader, the main leader, but here it was, like it was kidnapped by Ravan, which gave the opportunity to the Lord's character to come and annihilate the miscreants as he promised. The Lord of Rakshasa was becoming very powerful at that time. With Ravana, headed up by Ravana, super powerful incarnation of Mahavishnu, Joy Vijay, super powerful. So then there's to be a reason. So then there is some adventure, some romance, some politics involved, which we like. That's kind of thing, subject matter for the idea. So let's hold him in the wine in the pastime of the Lord. Lost his lover, lost his wife, kidnapped by the villain, all the other family stuff, all based on this, after the sort of thing. Bad guys, good guys, suffer, and in the end, from now there's going to be bad happens, but I could be different. But anyway, the hero is going to be, in the Vedic dramas, the plays, the hero always wins. So that's why the whole story there of Janavi Mataji, Janavi Devi, comes over with Lord Nityananda, her appearance day to day. She's not different from the
Vaishnavas, Lagnatha Swami, and others who took her on
Shyamchandra temple, the deity Shyamchandra was made by the grandson of Krishna, worshipped by the grandson of Krishna.
Thank you.
Radharani is from Vrindavan. This generally Krishna is worshipped alone. But she called some sets of Radharani. Thank you.